Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Dorky Drama Queen by Rachel Renee Russell, with Nikki Russell and Aaron Russell. Read by Jenny Barber.
This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell. Mackenzie Hollister is taking over. Private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed. Wednesday, April 2nd. The past 24 hours of my life have been so disgustingly nauseating that I'm actually starting to feel like a puddle of, cat vomit. First, I ruined my brand new sweater with a PB&J and pickle sandwich. A long story. Then, I got hit in the face by a dodgeball during gym in front of the entire class and ended up trapped in a wacky fairy tale. An even longer story. Okay. I can handle the utter humiliation of walking around school oblivious to the fact that a sandwich is stuck to my abdomen like duct tape. Hey, I can even handle a mild concussion. However, what I can't handle is the fact that someone started an awful rumor about me. I overheard two CCP cute, cool, and popular girls gossiping about it in the bathroom. Rumor has it that my crush kissed me at a charity event last weekend on a dare merely to snag a free large pizza from Queasy Cheesy. Of course, I totally freaked when I heard it. Not only is a dare like that rude and insensitive, but it's a very cruel joke to play on a person like, well, me. I was sure the whole thing was a big fat lie. Sorry, but everyone knows Queasy Cheesy pizzas are just nasty. Had it been a dare for a yummy crazy burger, I'd totally believe it. Hey, I'll be the first to admit that rumor could have been a lot worse. But still, I just wish someone would stay out of my personal business. And by someone, I mean my mortal enemy, Mackenzie Hollister. I don't know why that girl hates my guts. It wasn't my fault Principal Winston gave her a 3-day detention for unsportsmanlike behavior, for slamming me in the face with that dodgeball. I'm really lucky I'm not in a coma right now, or undergoing life-threatening surgery. Anyway, as punishment for what Mackenzie did to me, she has to clean the bug-infested showers in the girls' locker room. Unfortunately, I learned today that the bug problem in there is really bad. I was sitting behind Mackenzie in French class finishing up my homework when I noticed there was something stuck in her hair. At first, I thought it was one of those fancy designer barrettes she loves to wear. But when I took a closer look, I realized it was actually a gigantic dead stink bug. Ew! That's when I tapped her on the shoulder. Mackenzie? Excuse me, but I just wanted to let you know that... Nikki, why are you even talking to me? Just mind your own business, she said, glaring at me like I was something her spoiled poodle Fifi had left in the grass in her backyard. Okay, then I won't tell you there's a huge dead stink bug in your hair, I said very calmly. Besides, it kind of looks like an ugly barrette, and it totally complements your eye color.
What?